Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yishalmi Tainus of Lamed Aleph, the very last daf of the Masechta, and we're going to be starting Lamed Aleph Beis about 10 lines over the bottom with the words from Avin Omar, and today's daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas, Marsh Memsar Bas Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah had said that Tu B'Av was one of the special days where they would go out and make Shidduchim, so it must be there's a unique cause of Simcha on Tu B'Av. The question is, what did happen? So we already had four different explanations. Here's our fifth and last one. Avin Omar Ravin says, Shabai Batal Chafer, that's when the digging stopped. Now what does that mean, the digging? So Levi explains, every Erev Tisha B'Av in the Midbar, Moshe would make an announcement throughout the camp of Omer, and he would say, tzu lachbar, go on and dig, everyone would go out and dig graves for themselves, and they would sleep in the graves on that night. In the morning, they would get up, and they found themselves missing 15,000 people in a little bit, and that's because, as we know, all the people were in the Midbar at the time that the Meraglim came back with their report about Eretz Yisrael, and everyone cried. Hashem said, you will not be zecher to go into Eretz Yisrael. So that means that all those people had to die. And so every Erev Tisha B'Av, they would dig graves, lay down in them, and then Tisha B'Av in the morning, they would wake up and they would find that a little bit more than 15,000 people had actually passed away, and then they would cover them over, and that was their grave. Now, B'Shana Chorin, last year, also came, they did that, V'amdu, and then they got up, V'matu Atzim Shleiman, they found they were whole, meaning no one had died that night. Now, Amr, they said to themselves, Dimodin Choshbeno, maybe we made a mistake in Chashben, and it wasn't really the 9th of Av, and so they did the same thing the next night. They did the same thing the night of the 10th and the 11th and the 12th and the 13th and the 14th. They lay down in their graves expecting they're going to get up in the morning and there's going to be a little bit more than 15,000 people that have passed away in the middle of the night. But then on the 15th, once they saw that it was a full moon, we know the 15th of the month is a full moon, so Amru, they said, it seems to be that Hashem was mevatel this very harsh gezerah from us, and they got up and they made a yomtif, and that's what the simcha of Tu B'Av was, that all the people in Midbar had stopped dying. I can explain the Mishnah. We had said that everyone goes out and borrowed clothing, and then it told us kol kelim tu'in tevila, that all the kelim, everyone's clothing required tevila. Ebn Yisrael yotzes v'chatz b'kramim, they would go out and dance in the vineyards. Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Shmuel Amar, he says afilon esunu b'teva, even clothing that wasn't being borrowed, just regular clothing that was going to remain in the box, meaning in the closet, you're keeping it stored away. Still, the person had to take it out and be tevil in the mikvah. And the question is, esunu b'teva v'atam or hachin, they're being stored in a box in the closet. You're saying this, that they need tevila. Why do they need tevila? We understand that the clothing that's being borrowed has to be immersed in a mikvah first. It's because maybe the woman was tamei, so her clothing is tamei, so she can't give tamei clothing to somebody else. That's why it needs to go to the mikvah. But anyway, if the clothing is going to be stored away, why do you have to put it in the mikvah? And the answer is, b'tech sh'at oisakin, because you do this, meaning because you're telling everyone that they have to be tevil all their clothing, humash ilon, so now they're going to lend it to other people. Very often, you don't want to lend your clothing out because you say, you know, it's in the closet, it's neatly folded, it's too much of a hassle. I have to take it out and give it to the person and bring it back and fold it up and put it back away. It's too much of a mission, I'm not going to lend it out. And since the Chachamim knew that, they said, you know what, at this point in time, everyone's got to be tevil all of their clothing, and now that it's already out anyway because you have to be tevil it, so people are much more prone to lend their clothing, which is a wonderful thing. We can explain the Mishnah. We had said, Umeo Yom Rais, what would these women say when they were dancing in the vineyards? Sana Inecha Bachur, young man, raise your eyes, Ure'ema Tabar Lecha, and see what you're choosing for yourself. Alti Tein Inecha Benoi, don't look at beauty, Tein Inecha Mishpacha, V'chulu, look at family, that's what's Chashav, Yichos, don't just look at the externals, look at what's a little bit deeper than that. We clarify, Haisa Bitesh Al Melech, She'elzim Bitesh Al Kain Gadol, Bitesh Al Kain Gadol, she also bitish al melech, the daughter of a king would borrow clothing from daughter of a kohen gadol, and daughter of a kohen gadol would borrow from the daughter of a king, and that's because everyone's going to a different social class. The daughter of the king is the highest, and she's borrowing from somebody who's a little bit lower than her, the daughter of the kohen gadol, and daughter of the kohen gadol is borrowing from somebody a little bit higher than her social class to show that it doesn't really make a difference, and we're able to mix and match. The Gemara continues discussing what people would say. Haku'urois, hayu aimrois, the young women who were not so beautiful, they would say, don't look at beauty, and that's because they didn't have beauty. Rather, they would say, why don't you look for midas tovos, a woman who acts properly, and that's really what's important. And vanois hayu aimrois, the ones who are beautiful would say, tenei necha mishpacha, look at family, meaning don't just look at the external beauty, look at what's there internally as well. The Gemara concludes with the same quote that we had in the Mishnah, v'cheinu aimer, it also says, tsen uran and b'nai tsiyon melech shleimai, go out and see darz at tsiyon, look at melech shleimai, which again we said is referring to Hashem, ba'atar she'itra la'imai, crown that his mother made him. The mother over here is referring to Knesset Yisrael, to the Yidin. And when was this crown made? B'yom chasunas, b'yom simchas libai, on the day of his chasana and the day of his heart's happiness. Yom chasunasa is matan taira. That's referring to matan taira, which again we explained was referring to Yom Kippur when we got luchas shniyos. And yom simchas levi is a binyan beis hamikdash. Is referring to building beis hamikdash. Sheibanu b'meir v'yomenu. It should be rebuilt speedily in our days. Hajin loch parak shalosh aprakim u'slikla mesachas tainis. Malzah are finishing the entire mesachas tainis together. Just like we were zecher finish this mesach together, we should be zecher finish the entire shas Yerushalmi together. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new mesachta, mesachas Megillah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.